Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin, daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Beis and Avilna Sura's daf. It's on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we started the parak discussing a non-Jew who lives in a chatzer. Now we have a slightly different case. Amram Gamil Gamil says Masim Zduki Echad Shai Dariman of Mavi Yerushalayim. There's a story with a Tzaduki who lived with us in the same Mavi in Yerushalayim. Now Tzaduki is a Yid who just doesn't believe in Tarsha Bapeh, only Tarsha Bachsav. He doesn't hold of Dirabanans, only Dairaisas, and the whole idea of making a shitof in a mavoi is a drabanon, so he doesn't hold to the whole idea. However, he's not exactly like a non-Jew, and he is able to be mevatel his rishos, and that's what he did. And Amar lanu Abba, our father, told us, Maru, hari, vaitziu es kol kelim mavoi, bring all the kelim out to the mavoi, ad shelo yaitzi, before he brings his kelim out, v'yasar aleichem, and then he's going to ask you from using it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Amrei b'lashon acheres, Rabbi Yehuda said this in a different lashon, that Maru, hari, v'asu tzarchichem b'mavoi, do whatever you need to in the mavoi erev Shabbos, ad shelo yaitzi v'yasar aleichem, before he brings out his stuff and asers you. And understanding the machlekes right now is that according to the first version, as long as they bring their kalim out to the mavoi, they're able to use it on Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're not able to use it on Shabbos. They have to do whatever they need before Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the machlekes is. I think we're quotes the Mishnah. Amram Gamliel, Ma'aseh Mizduki Echad V'chulu, and Rav Acha quotes Rav Chirno, who says B'shem Kahana Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks on this. We had a similar back and forth earlier on in the Masechta as well. The Leikain Manan Amrin. If he didn't say this, if he didn't say that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, what would we say? Rabbi Yehuda V'chamim Te Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Then a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda with the chachamim, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, it's not. We know that Yachid Rabbim halacha Karabim. So of course, the halachas like the chachamim and not Rabbi Yehuda. What's the havim mean of saying, oh, the halachas not like Rabbi Yehuda? We wouldn't have thought so anyway. The answer is El begin to Mar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Since Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, halacha k'divrei hamekel behilchas Erevin, that the halachas like the one who's makel when it comes to halachas of Erevin. So we would think that maybe the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. And a further clarification of this is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi, that halacha k'Rabbi Yechem Anuri, the halachas like Rabbi Yechem Anuri. This regarding machlekes we had earlier on, if a person fell asleep on the road erev Shabbos, he wakes up, it's already Shabbos, and he was never officially kind of shvisa, does he still get 2,000 amos from where he is? Rabbi Yechem Anuri argues with the chamim, they say he only gets dalad amos. Rabbi Yechem Anuri says he gets 2,000 amos. And makshin nalei, we asked on that loikein amar Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi halachik devri amekel b'hilchas Erevin. Didn't we already say that halach is like the one who's makel with hilchas Erevin, and Rabbi Yechem Anuri is makel with hilchas Erevin? Therefore, loikein amar Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi, then halachik Rabbi Yechem Anuri, v'gashan halah, we ask, why do we have to say then that the halach is like Rabbi Yechem Anuri if we already know that halach is like the Divrei HaMekel? And the answer is the chiddush is sovereign Meimar. Originally, we would have thought to say that Yachid Eitzel Yachid. It's only when you have an individual arguing with another individual. So then we're going to go with a more Mekel opinion. Ha Yachid Eitzel Chachamim Lai. When it's a Yachid Rabbi Yechem Anuri arguing with the Chachamim, that's Yachid V'Rabim. That we would say we don't go by the Mekel and we only go with the Rabim, even if they're the Machmer. And therefore, us Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha quotes Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who says B'shem Rishu Ben Levi that halacha Rabbi Yechem Anuri, that halacha is like Rabbi Yechem Anuri, v'afilu Chacham Chalukin Olav, even though the Chacham argue with him. So that's the chiddush, the Yachid v'Rabim halacha ki Yachid by Erevin if he's the Mekel. And v'kaita halacha Rabbi Yehuda afilu Chacham Chalukin Olav, the chiddush over here is that I would have thought the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda even though the Chacham argue with him. And again, that's because he's the Mekel, so I would think that the halacha is like him. And that's what we start out, that no, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now an issue all the Mefarshim deal with is how could we have this havamina that the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda? It's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda is being machmir in the Mishnah. As we had explained, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do everything you need in the mavoi before Shabbos because you can't use it on Shabbos. Whereas the Chum said you could use the mavoi on Shabbos. And there's many different ways to understand this, but we're just going to leave it off as a question for now. We continue discussing a mavoi that could be accessed by a yid and by a guy. Case number one is Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rav chatzar sheyesh al shnei psachim. We have a chatzar that has two different entrances. It's got an entrance to mavoi A and entrance to mavoi B. V'Yisrael v'gai darn b'saicha, and there's a yid and a guy that live in that chatzar. V'Yisrael at mahal chacher ragil u'b'gai at mahal chacher she'ein ragil. With a yid, you follow the one that he's used to using. So the yid usually uses mavoi A, and therefore the only thing we have to be careful of is to make sure that he does a shituf with mavoi A. That's the one that he's ragil with. We don't have to pay attention to the one he's not ragil with. That's mavoi B, because consider like he's mevatel his ability to use that mavoi since he usually doesn't use it anyway. However, with the guy, even though he usually uses mavoi B and he doesn't use mavoi A, nonetheless we go achar she'enei ragil. He asers even mavoi A because he doesn't really care about the whole idea of erev or shituf, and therefore he asers both mavoi A and B. Another example, Hay Yisrael mikan v'Yisrael mikan v'goy be'emtza. Let's say there's three chatzeros, two outer ones and a middle one, and the guy lives in the middle one, and the only way to get to one of the mavois, mavoi A or B, is to go through one of the outer chatzeros. So in this case, echad Yisrael v'echad goy holchen achar ragil, both with Yisrael and a guy, we just follow the one he's used to using. That's because since the guy has to pass through somebody else's chatzer to leave, he only causes issues with his usual one, with mavoi B, let's say, and not with the other one, because again, it's uncomfortable for him to go through somebody else's chatzer to use the mavoi. And since anyway, he rarely uses mavoi A, he doesn't aser it on Shabbos. Continuing with this, mem alfam is on top, bitel rishusai haragil. Let's say the Yisrael was mevatel, the rishus he usually uses, so the Yisrael was mevatel his rishus in mavoi A, nasa she'ena ragil. Now, the one he usually doesn't use becomes like the one he usually does use, because since he was mevatel's rishus in A, now that means that B, which even though he usually doesn't use it, becomes like his regular one, and he would have to join in a shitof in B in order for him to be able to use it and not to asr them. And similarly, hiski rishusai ragil, if the guy rented out his rishus that he usually uses, as we had to learn, that's the way the guy is able to, so to speak, be mevatel's rishus. He has to rent it out. So nasa she'ena ragil, here also, the one he usually doesn't use becomes like the one he usually does use. Now let's say irev she'ena ragil, the Yisrael made an eruv or shitof with the one he usually does not use, lihutar haragil. That doesn't automatically mean that the one he usually does use is mutter, and he would have to make an eruv or shitof with that one as well. And that's because we do not say, oh, he made an eruv with mavoi B, so it's like he was mevatel's rishos in mavoi A. Since his ragil, his usual one, is mavoi A, even though he made an eruv with B, he also would have to make an eruv with A, or he would have to actively mevatel his rishos there. Another din, ger toishav, eved toishav, these are non-Jews accept upon themselves the shevmes b'nei noyach, or momer begile panim, this is a yid who befar hesya in the open, does not keep tyrant mitzvahs, harei hu kegai l'chol davar. This person is like a 100% guy regards to everything, and even if he joins in an eruv, or if he's mevatel his rishos, it does not work. Continuing to discuss non-Jews living in a chatzer, isanayitani, those that teach in a braisa, hakustar, which is like a policeman or an official from the government, oisr miyad, he asers a mavoi right away if he takes up residence there, v'achsanya, but a random non-Jewish guest, la'achar shloishim, he only asers if he's there for 30 days, whereas istanayitani, there's another braisa that teaches, hakustar oisr la'achar shloishim, this policeman, this government official, he asers only after 30 days, v'achsanya, in oisar sloilam, and a random non-Jewish guest, he's never going to aser even if he's there all the time. And actually, his two braises aren't contradicting each other. Man demar hakustar oisr miyad, the man demar, the first braisa that says that this kustar, this policeman, asers right away, baragil, that's talking about where he shows up all the time, so therefore he's considered like a resident of the chatzar and he asers right away. Whereas v'achsanya la'achar shloishim b'she'eni ragil, that first braisa which said that an achsanya only asers after 30, that's talking about where he's eni ragil, he only comes from time to time, he's really just a guest that pops in here and there, and therefore it's only if he's there for 30 days do we say, okay, he's going to asr. But if he's not there for 30 days, he doesn't asr. The Ma'an Domer, the second braisa, who says, hakustar oisr la'achar shloishim, that this policeman asers only after 30 days, be'ilein da'ilein bershos. That's regarding policeman that comes bershos. We'll explain this in a moment. Whereas when he says, v'achsanya ein oiseres l'olam, that this guest doesn't ever asr, that's be'ilein da'ilein de'loi bershos, that's talking about them coming shaloi bershos. And really, both of these people, the policeman and the random guest, are actually living here shaloi bershos. They're forcibly taking the deer that they're living in and just planting themselves there. The difference is that since the policeman, the government official, is coming mitam the government, the yidden have to let him live there because of dina de machlus adina, and therefore it's considered like he's living there bereshus. However, the random non-Jew that comes and steals a place to live, so he's never considered a resident there because he's coming shaloi bereshus, and therefore even if he's there all the time, he doesn't aser them. And now we go on to explain the machlokes in the Mishnah. We had said according to Chachamim, the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, the Rebbe Gamliel's father had told them, bring out your kalim into the mavoi after the tzduki was mevatel's reshus before he does. We had understood that means that as long as they bring their kalim out to the mavoi before the tzduki does, they're allowed to use the mavoi on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda's version of it was, quickly do whatever you need to do in the mavoi before Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to use it anyway. So what's their machlokes? Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Rav Lazar, bitul reshus b'neihin. The machlokes is whether or not tzduki is able to be mevatel's reshus. Rav Meir Oimer, Rav Meir says he's a Tanakama yeshle bitul reshus, that tzduki is able to be mevatel's reshus, and that's why they're allowed to use the mavoi on Shabbos. Whereas Rabban Amrin, the Rabbanon, which is really referring to Rabbi Huda, they hold ein le bitul reshus, that tzduki is not able to be mevatel's reshus. So we ask Rav Meir Oimer yeshle bitul reshus, va'at Amr Maru. You're saying that Rav Meir holds that tzduki is able to mevatel's reshus, but at the same time he said, hurry, quickly take your kalim out into the mavoi before Shabbos, and that's mashma that he's not able to mevatel's reshus. Because if the tzduki is able to mevatel's reshus, why do they have to bring their kalim out to the mavoi before Shabbos? And the answer is, afakav der meir oimer yeshle bitul reshus, even though a meir holds that tzduki could be mevatel's reshus, maidahu, he does agree shezachu mavoi tchila, that they have to be zaych in the mavoi first. In other words, you're right, the tzduki could mevatel's reshus before Shabbos, that's considered a perfectly fine bitul reshus. However, if the tzduki ends up using the mavoi before the other residents of the mavoi do, then that's an expression of him nullifying his bitul reshus, and then they're not allowed to use it anymore. So that's where Gamliel's father told them, this is great, he was mevatel's reshus, quickly bring your kalim out to the mavoi before he does. Now that you brought your kalim out there, you're safe and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. And we have a brassage just like this. It's because he can mevatel his rishus, just like a yid, and that's what Meir says. However, we have a question on this. We have a mishnah later that tells us bein shagig bein mezid hareza oiser, that if after bittul rishus he ended up using the mavoi, whether it was b'shagig or even b'mezid, so that's a nullification of his bittul rishus, and that asers everyone else from using the mavoi, which is not like we just explained Rameir in the mishnah. And the answer is kein masniso. Really, what that mishnah should be saying is einoy oiser, that he's not able to aser them, not hareza oiser, but einoy oiser. Now this is all Reb Lazar's explanation of the machlokes, whether or not a tzduki could mevatel his rishus. However, Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Chinna, kol am moidai she yesh lo bittul rishus. Everyone agrees that a tzduki could mevatel his rishus. So ma'pligin, what's the machlokes? Lachzer boy, could he be chayzer from that bittul? Rav Meir says mevatel rishusai ve'einoy chayzer boy. That's proper girsa, that he can mevatel his rishus, and once he is mevatel it, he can't be chayzer on that. He can't take back his bittul. Or as Rabban Amar and Rabban say mevatel rishusai ve'chayzer boy. He could mevatel his rishus, but he could also take it back. So now we ask the same question. Rav Meir I'm mevatel rishusai ve'einoy chayzer boy. Va'at Amar Maru, you're saying the Korcha Meir that Stuki could be Mvatel's Roshos, and he's not allowed to be Chayzer on that, and Rav Gamliel's father told them to hurry and bring their Kalim out into the Mavoi. Why would they have to hurry? Once he's Mvatel's Roshos, he can't be Chayzer on it. And the answer is, Alpha Gavd Rav Meir Oimer Mvatel Roshosai ve'enoi Chayzer boy, even though you're right, Rav Meir does say that he can Mvatel's Roshos and he can't be Chayzer it. He does agree that they have to be Zaych in the Mavoi first, but if the Tzduki was Zaych in the Mavoi before them, so then he could be Chayzer on his Betel, he could retract it, and that's Rav Gamliel's father told them, quickly bring your Kalim out into the Mavoi before he does, and that way you're going to ensure that now he's not able to be Chayzer on his Betel. And Mitani can't even rise just like this, because he can Mavatel Roshus just like a Yid, that's what Rav Meir says. And once again, we have the same question from his Mishnah later on, which tells us, Bein Shagig Bein Mezid Hareza Oiser, that if he brings his stuff out into the Mavoi, B'Shagig or B'Mezid, he's going to Aser them, which is Mashma that he couldn't be Chayzer from his Betel. And once again, we answer that Kini Masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah should say, Einoy Oiser, that he doesn't Aser them, and that's the proper Girsa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss making an Eruv, or if somebody forgot to make an Eruv. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.